We want to follow up on a program and a story that we told you some time ago. Joshua Kors wrote the story for The Nation magazine, how Specialist Town lost his benefits, and it was a story about a lot of people serving in the military, but it focused on one you could really understand, the story of John Town, who had been to Ramadi, for example, who had fought honorably, and then when he was hurt, when they were pulling shrapnel out of his body and he was trying to recover, he discovered, Specialist Town did, that his wounds were actually caused by a personality disorder. And if his wounds were caused by a personality disorder rather than an IED or something, then, you know, he'd just get a personality order discharge from the military and he'd never be eligible to receive disability or medical benefits. That's roughly the story of John Town. And Joshua Kors is the one that brought it to our attention. He joins us by telephone from New York City. Joshua, good morning. Thanks for coming back on the show.
Good to be with you, Charles.
All right. Can you elaborate on the John Town story? That's kind of a thumbnail sketch of it.
Yes, those are the absurd claims that the Army made. Specialist Town was serving in Ramadi, Iraq, was very near a rocket explosion, and from the shock wave, he lost most of his hearing. The explosion left him unable to serve further, but instead of discharging him because of his wounds, the Army decided that his deafness was actually caused by a pre-existing personality disorder.
That sounds like my insurance company. Everything's a pre-existing condition, right?
I'm sure many of your listeners will notice it as an old insurance trick. Well, discharging him that way with this pre-existing personality disorder, they never had to pay him disability or medical benefits for the rest of his life. And I should say, the importance of John's story is that he is by no means alone. In the last 6 years, 22,500 soldiers have been discharged with this personality disorder. Cheating those veterans out of their benefits has saved the military $12.5 billion in disability and medical care.
All right. Now, you led us in the piece that we read about a month ago, you led us to the doorstep of concluding that the urge to save money drove this thing. I mean, you didn't exactly say it was explicit, but it sure seemed to be indicated.
Well, that's certainly a key factor. I think also that the veterans hospitals are simply overrun, and they just don't have space for another wounded soldier. Nobody expected the war to go on this long and to produce this many wounded. If they can call a deafness personality disorder, they can get the soldier out the door in a few days. And again, it's not just John. You think about Richard Dykstra, whose bilateral hernia was deemed the result of personality disorder. Charles, since we spoke, I've been looking into the case of one soldier who damaged the lens of his eyeball in Iraq. The Army decided that damage was caused by personality disorder. And so the response to these revelations has been pretty dramatic, not just by readers on the Internet. Again, you know, if you go to Google and type in today, Specialist John Town, you get several million hits. There has also been a reaction from Washington.
Tell us about that.
Well, I'm happy to say that several key senators, including Senator Obama, Boxer, and Joseph Lieberman, have now called for an investigation of this personality disorder scandal. Representative Bob Filner, the chairman of the House's Veterans Affairs Committee, has also taken an interest in John's case, and at least in his case alone, that is producing results. Shortly after Filner took an interest, the VA, which had stalled on his case for 8 months, claiming they had lost his paperwork on 5 different occasions, suddenly did a dramatic 180 turnaround ushered him into the Dayton, Ohio VA, where he lives, and is now offering him full medical care.
I suppose the story of Specialist Town would not be complete if we didn't know some of the details, for example, his suicide attempt.
Sure. I mean, he did have some problems after the rocket explosion. Of course, before it, he was serving at full capacity, had served honorably for 7 years, and won a dozen medals. And so now with the Congress taking action, the center of the hurricane really has shifted over to the Surgeon General's office. The Surgeon General, Gail Pollack, at first said she was totally ignorant of these 22,500 soldiers that were being cheated out of their benefits. Then, when presented a stack of cases, she said she'd look into it. Well, her office waited 5 months, and after 5 months came back with a report saying that they'd looked into all of these cases and determined that all of them were properly diagnosed. I got a memo from Lieutenant Colonel Bob Tallman, a spokesman from the Army, that went even further than that, said that the Surgeon General had looked into all the cases at Fort Carson, where Specialist Town was from the last 4 years, and determined all of those to be correct. They gave it a thoughtful and thorough review. Well, I did a little more reporting on this and found out that review was a sham. In the 5 months they spent investigating this, never once did they contact a single soldier. What they did do is go back to the doctor's offices where these false diagnoses were made and ask the doctor's offices whether they got it right the first time. They said, yep, we did, and they considered that case closed. So I went to Tallman and asked him how they could consider this a thoughtful and thorough review. And he said to me that he really didn't think they could. And he said, Joshua, let me be clear. I didn't write this memo, and I have no knowledge of its contents.
Really?
He told me that his name and his office were stamped onto it, as is often the case, because the Army likes to put, as he put it, an Army face on memos that address Army issues. He turned me over to the person at the Surgeon General's office, Cynthia Vaughn, Ms. Pollack's Chief of Public Affairs, who did write the memo. On my 21st phone call, I finally broke through and got an explanation from her, and I think it's one that will stun most of your listeners. Ms. Vaughn said that the reason they didn't interview any of the soldiers was because these diagnoses and discharges were several months ago, and Ms. Pollack didn't feel that the soldiers today would have any medically valid information about their situation several months ago. Now, certainly if Specialist Town had been deaf before joining the Army, he might have remembered that. If he had been too ill to serve in the first place, his commanders, who had watched him earn a dozen medals for his performance, might have something to say. But Ms. Pollack didn't feel that way, and so they concluded the study without doing a single interview.
Joshua, hang on right there. The staggering cost of the returning GIs, and are the American people, through their elected representatives and the official institutions of the government, trying to bury the cost, to hide the cost? Hey, maybe it's time now to have your support our troops rally, huh? Maybe it's time now to open up your wallet, huh? 6:21 in the morning, the Charles Goyette Show. We're reviewing the story of Specialist John Town with Joshua Kors, who wrote about him in The Nation magazine, wrote about Specialist Town and how he lost his benefits for personality disorder, wounds that he suffered in the elective war in Iraq, would not need to be compensated. He would never receive disability or medical benefits because, after all, he had a personality disorder. Funny, his personality disorder didn't keep him from serving in the military honorably for many, many years, but it was so convenient when he was injured to get him off the medical payroll. Now, Joshua, in my view, and I know we talked about this a little bit last time, all of these issues, great and small, come down at last to individuals, to the integrity of the individual, to the willingness or unwillingness of the individual to stand for something. In that light, I have to wonder how, at the level of the individual physician who treated John Towne, was somebody found who was willing to sign off for the bureaucracy that this was a personality disorder. Some individual physician had to do it.
A strong point. This is a gross violation of the Hippocratic Oath. But in my 7 months researching this phenomenon, I was looking at doctors at Army bases from Fort Stewart in Georgia to Fort Polk in Louisiana to Fort Carson, where Specialist Town was from, and it's still going on. I received a report from Fort Carson that Specialist Town's doctor, Dr. Mark Wexler, was offering a personality disorder diagnosis just the other day. In Town's case, he at least has taken aggressive action now and has filed a complaint with the state of Colorado to strip Wexler of his license. But, let's go back. Charles, you mentioned a good point about the money, the $12.5 billion in disability and medical benefits that these wounded soldiers are now being prevented from collecting. I think it's the amount of that money that is putting so much pressure on Surgeon General Gail Pollack for failure to act. You'll recall when it's... was exposed, the scandal at Walter Reed, the Pentagon took two actions. First, it accepted the resignation of Surgeon General Kevin Kiley. And second, it hired the public relations firm LMW Strategies with a $100,000 no-bid contract to put a positive spin on the scandal. It'll be interesting to see how the Pentagon responds at this point with Surgeon General Pollack now that $12.5 billion are up, vanishing.
Well, it's a lot of money, Joshua, but I wonder how, somebody can issue memos down line to the people down line. We got to save money. We got to tighten up and so on and so forth. But the idea that an individual will respond to those kind of memos through the bureaucracy with, transparently phonied up dispositions or findings about one individual's case is just astonishing to me. Hey, stay on the case, Joshua. Keep us up to date. You've done a great job on this story, and we'll speak again.